This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 5 o'clock, a sports hodgepodge, and then at 5:20, the Expressway, including some Dak audio. How does he feel about his future in Dallas? We'll get you that cut coming up in 32 minutes. Here's the Chief with Woolchuck's Top 10.
Yes, sir. The Woolly Bully back on Wednesday. He's hyped for draft week. That is for sure. I got the Athletic did their NBA player poll, the anonymous NBA player poll, where they poll anywhere from 100 to 150 NBA players that are currently in the league. Yeah, and they ask them a bunch of different questions, and there's some interesting talking points on here, but for today's list, we will focus on who current NBA players believe to be the most overrated player in the sport, and I have a top 10 of those. And again, this is voted on by current players in the NBA, so I believe we're getting this sort of right from the source here on who the most overrated players are. So would love to take your suggestions at 877-881-1053, who you believe to be the most overrated player in the NBA. Does anybody want to start the bidding anywhere? Any names coming to mind here for you gentlemen?
I would say probably Klay Thompson. maybe Anthony Davis. Maybe Draymond Green.
I like where you're going.
Jamal Murray.
Just start naming off all the Golden State dudes. Is that what you're doing?
I mean, Steph Curry.
Obviously, Steph is going to be he's going to be fine here. Not overrated, Steph Curry. But yeah, Klay Thompson might be entering that world now, especially with what we're rumored to hear, what he's about to get on the open market from a contract standpoint. I don't know if Golden State's going to fork it up, but some team is going to give him a fatty boomba, and I'd be against that.
I mean, personally,
Rudy Gobert.
Ooh. Rudy Gobert.
Good one.
That's a, I will say this, brought us a damn good pull.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because you know why? I was on Twitter just a minute ago. His girlfriend was defending him on something.
Probably the fact that he came in number one on today's list for most overrated player in the sport.
I was just looking like, and she's a smoke show, by the way.
Yeah?
And she's
he's got that accent, dude. He's got the height and the accent.
Yeah, the Frenchman, right?
He is, yes.
Yeah, his partner was defending him for, I guess, his play. Or people were saying he's stealing stuff. Look at this.
People say right he's stealing stuff.
Look right here.
I can't read from that far away. I can see his face.
Yeah, I can see see her face.
Yeah,
there.
I just literally read that and I was like, maybe it's Rudy Gobert. And she's defending him. He's like, my partner's most dedicated, focused, hardworking person I've ever met. He hasn't stolen anything from anybody and deserves all the respect for his determination and commitment to his career. It's hard for me to stay quiet in front of all this.
Yeah, well, just go relax. Just ignore it.
No. Yes, dude.
She's really pretty.
It's a nothing burger.
Nobody, I mean.
I had that Brent Musburger moment earlier. I'm like, oh.
Stop you dead in your tracks?
Yeah, I kind of, she's really pretty. I'm sure. I'm sure everybody in Minnesota is enjoying the fact that she's in the stadium.
You start doing play-by-play of the smoke in the stands. Yeah. That's always going to get you in some hot water. Yeah. But yeah, Gobert, spoiler alert, will be number one on this list. And if you remember last year, the Washington Post actually had a piece that was titled, "The Timberwolves Plain Don't Like Rudy Gobert." Now remember, that's the team he plays for.
Yeah.
So, and one of the excerpts reads, "For the Timberwolves, the associate least likely to win employee of the month would be 7'1" center Rudy Gobert. They seem to hate him. Teammates treat Gobert like the guy who takes that third slice of pepperoni when the boss treats the staff to pizza, leaving only the despised veggie for the rest of us."
He's not very likable.
No,
he's not.
I do think one of his teammates, Anthony Edwards, is slightly overrated right now.
Whoa, you got to relax, bro. What are you doing?
Just saying.
Come on,
I'm just saying.
Man, what are you doing, dog?
I like a little bit more playmaking from the absolute peak, right? And he is an amazing player. He really is. And I should stay out of this, but he's a scorer, you know? And we're in an era where the ball handler does everything. He's like a point guard and the best scorer all in one. And Anthony Edwards is really good at the scoring part. And, you know, if he had a terrific point guard to play alongside of him, you know, if he was paired up with a better team, I'd pick him, you know, to go further. But if you're depending on that kind of a player while you're going up against transcendent giant point guards, you know, or a giant guy like Jokic, I think it's going to bear out that he's not going to be able to impact the game as the playoffs go on as much as the rest of the superstars.
469 is throwing out Tyler Hero to be the most overrated player in the NBA. A lot of LeBron hate going down right now. Patrick Beverly, Trey Young.
Trey Young was what I was going to throw.
KD.
I was going to throw Trey Young out there.
Yeah. Trey Young's been texted a handful of times here. Even after the Knicks beat the Sixers the other night in game
Joel
one,
Embiid.
they were doing bleep Trey Young chants.
Oh.
That's what they love to do with the Knicks there. Let's see. So we'll start with number 10 is going to be Patrick Beverly as the 10th most overrated player in the sport according to current players. Number 9 is Karl-Anthony Towns. So it is an Anthony teammate, T-Wolves there of Gobert, but it's the different one, Karl-Anthony Towns coming in at number 9. You got Julius Randle.
Dawson tripping, bro.
Did you really say that? Yeah, I can see Julius Randle being overrated. Man, sometimes he has like a brilliant 6 weeks, though, where he looks like one of the – maybe he's getting washed now or something. I don't know. It's been a while since we
He's been banged up. Yeah. He's been banged up. Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers.
Ooh.
Pretty good team.
He's coming in. Yeah, it's a pretty good team. They lost to the Bucks yesterday. Damian Lillard was pretty dang awesome, especially in that first half. Holy smokes. But Tyrese Halliburton, that offense is good. He's a scorer. But I can understand throwing the overrated thing on him. They were trying to make him a superstar maybe slightly before he's actually ready to be that. John Collins comes in here at number 6. Bradley Beal at number 5. And yeah, anybody on that Suns team right now, you could say. KD, Booker, Beal, give me a break. James Harden coming in at number 5. You got Dylan Brooks at number 4.
Go! I watched him light the Mavericks up that last game, though. Well, the second to last game where Houston was in town.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I got tired of him.
Trey Young at number 3, third most overrated player of the sport.
There we go.
According to current NBA players. How about this one? Good pull. Jordan Poole. Definitely.
Oh, massive.
Definitely
yes.
Overrated.
Yeah, I'd move him up to number 1, actually.
And Rudy Gobert getting 14% of the votes is your current most overrated player in the NBA.
972, Gavin gave up on the Mavs after one game and called Ant overrated in the same show. Clock out for the night, bro. LOL. I'll take you up on that offer, 972.
It's quitting time, Dawson.
They say, yeah, I'm going to need you to log on out.
Go ahead and just swipe that card through there.
Take a personal day.
Have yourself, yeah. Yeah, everything okay with you at home? Home life good and all that?
You don't find that suspicious?
And I haven't given up on the Mavs. I just said if I got to pick which one is going to win this series, I would go Clippers now. As much as I want to stay Mavs.
You want to.
I do.
Desperately.
That was a tough watch. Okay, game 2 tomorrow, right? Yeah, game 2 on the 23rd, that would be tomorrow. Okay, sports hodgepodge coming up next. Chief, where are we going with that?
The fight of the weekend took place right here in our backyard, plus a G-Bag Nation. You make the call next on The Fan.